Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic. Ever feel like life's throwing you curveballs left and right? Like sometimes, it just feels too much, you know that feeling when everything seems overwhelming? Well, guess what? You're not alone. We all experience pain, trauma, heartbreak, it's a part of the human experience. But here's the cool thing. Stoicism isn't about ignoring these feelings or pretending they don't exist. It's about developing emotional strength to navigate them with grace and resilience. Today, we're diving deep into coping with trauma and emotional pain using the wisdom of Stoic philosophy. Trust me, you don't have to be a philosopher or monk to benefit from this. Stoicism is about practical tools and strategies for everyday life. We're going to explore 5 key takeaways that can help you build your emotional armor and find peace amidst the storm. First up, acceptance. This isn't about giving into pain, but recognizing it as a part of life. Trying to push it away or pretend it doesn't exist just makes things harder. Think of it like this. You can't control the weather, right? But you can control how you react to a thunderstorm. Embrace the raindrops, adjust your umbrella, and keep moving forward. Second, focus on what you can control. We often get caught up in worrying about things beyond our reach. Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy on what truly matters, our thoughts, actions, and reactions. You can't change the past, but you can choose how you respond to it today. Instead of dwelling on what's gone wrong, channel your energy into taking positive steps forward. Number 3, practice mindfulness. Ever get lost in a thought spiral? Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment and observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on your inner chatter and simply noticing what's going on around you. Try simple breathing exercises or spend time in nature to cultivate a sense of groundedness. Now, let's talk about gratitude. Sounds cheesy, right? But seriously, practicing gratitude can work wonders for your emotional well-being. It shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have, even the small things. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good in your life, no matter how tiny it may seem. Finally, remember that you're not alone. This one is super important. Reaching out for support when you're struggling is a sign of strength, not weakness. Talk to a trusted friend or family member. Join a support group or seek professional help. Remember, there are people who care about you and want to help. Let's talk about a real-world scenario. Imagine you've just experienced a significant loss, maybe a loved one passed away, or you went through a painful breakup. It's devastating, right? You might feel overwhelmed with grief, anger, sadness, a whole whirlwind of emotions. Now, according to Stoicism, this is completely understandable. Emotions are natural, but we don't have to let them control us. Think about it this way. You can acknowledge the pain without letting it consume you. You can allow yourself to grieve, but remember that life goes on. Focus on what you can control, taking care of yourself physically and emotionally, connecting with loved ones, honoring the memory of your loss in a healthy way. Remember, time is a great healer, but sometimes we need a little guidance along the way. So, here's the takeaway. Stoicism isn't about ignoring pain or pretending it doesn't exist. It's about developing emotional strength and resilience to navigate life's challenges with grace and courage. Remember, you're not defined by your pain, you're defined by how you choose to respond to it. We've covered 5 key takeaways. Acceptance, focusing on what you can control, practicing mindfulness, cultivating gratitude, and remembering that you're never alone. These are powerful tools that can help you build your emotional armor and find peace amidst the storm. But here's the thing, knowledge is power, but action is everything. So take one of these takeaways and put it into practice today. Start a gratitude journal, try a mindfulness exercise, or simply reach out to someone who cares. Every small step counts. If you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little Stoic wisdom. Leave a review and join the conversation on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, remember, you've got this. Stay strong, stay resilient, and keep shining your light.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.